This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. I am Tanner Schwent, Brian Gary, my co-host, and it is time for our monthly conversation with life stories. A double dip this month. We had Maddie in last week, and I do have some follow-ups based on that conversation, but we've got Susan McKenzie joining us. Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being here. We've got Ryan McIver with us as well. Ryan, good morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
No, excited to be have you guys in here today. Of course, Ryan with Upward Fitness Studio. It's right there in your shirt. Don't know why I didn't just read that. As it escaped me. But
oh,
I have a
he
question.
Works out?
Yeah.
You can't tell.
Dude's cut.
Yes, for sure. Wasn't going to say it. Thinking it, though. Susan, Maddie was in, and you were talking about the villain for the superhero run that's coming up on September 19th that is going to be portrayed by her husband, correct? Are you guys going to make that poor man shave his head?
So... We did talk about it in great detail a couple days ago. But to be clear, Jake is volunteering to shave his head. We are not making him do
anything.
I don't
believe you. I think this feels like a very much a voluntold what to do situation.
Listen, however you want to interpret it is how you're going to interpret it. But in my mind, and hopefully Jake's, it's all volunteer, not voluntold.
Okay, I like that. Well, the superhero run is coming up on the 19th.
I've had to do a lot of things at Wife Point.
Yes, correct.
You know, yeah.
Correct. 100%. Mm-hmm. Well, we are here today. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in just a bit. But tell us why Ryan's here today.
Yeah, so we brought Ryan because he is one of our great sponsors throughout the year and does a lot of collaborative efforts with us. And so we National Nonprofit Day is on August 17th. And so kind of in honor of that, we were talking about how businesses can get involved with nonprofits all over Weld County. And he's just kind of a great brainstormer and has some really unique ideas and ways that he's supported Life Stories for the last couple of years. And so I wanted to bring him in so he could talk more in depth about that.
I love that, man. So Ryan, talk to us. How did you become involved with Life Stories? How did you know this was an area of passion that you wanted to help benefit this community?
Yeah. So when I opened Upward Fitness Studio, I wanted to make sure that aside from helping people with their health and wellness here in Greeley, we wanted to make a positive impact on our community. That means getting involved. And I met Susan a couple years ago at a networking event. And when she stood up and gave the presentation about Life Stories and what they do, I was moved by it. And since then, we've been happy to help them with their mission. My wife works in the school system, works with kids every day, so she sees it firsthand on what this organization can do and help families out there. And so it's become really important for us to get involved with them.
Now, I love that you did this, and it's impossible to not be moved when you hear the stories and the great work that Life Stories does in our community. But Susan, you said something that was very impactful during that break there of it doesn't always have to be monetary. And can you provide some examples of partners that have collaboratively came together to work on something like this?
Yeah, some of the things that other partners have been like toy drives. We do one in December, and then we'll do another one in February for Stuffed with Love. There's employee giving campaign. I know that is monetary, but it's, you know, $5 a month, and that adds up really quickly. There are, you know, Wear Blue Day in April, just to bring awareness to Child Abuse Prevention Month, sharing our social media. Like, there's so many, we got to get the awareness out. And I feel like we have really saturated awareness here in Greeley and kind of the closer surrounding areas, but we're all of Weld County. And so trying to get that awareness out to everybody else is something that we're being really intentional about.
I'm very curious, is there any connection showing the ability to help a young person heal after they've gone through the hell of abuse and all those things with physical fitness, with working out, with actually starting to put some focus on yourself? Do you see people gaining self-confidence, all of that? Is that a helpful thing, and have you seen that in fruition?
Yeah, absolutely. I think health and fitness and positive mindset, healing, they all go together. Clients that we work with, some of the trainers we've had or that I've worked with in the past, everyone has a story on what they came from and why fitness found its way into your life. And so we see it all the time. Someone taking maybe some trauma and being able to find an outlet that's positive for you and can change your life for the better. Mm-hmm. For a lot
that's,
of people.
That's awesome because it's, we talked about a lot of things in the healing process, what we can do and those kind of things. But I don't know that we've really had that direct correlation with getting moving and mentally healing.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll say too, Ryan is my personal trainer.
Okay.
So when we met and I did the presentation, he was like, cool, I want to get involved. And I was like, cool, I want to get fit. So I've been working at his studio for a couple of years now, and it is also helping my mental health.
Is it?
With just what, you know, I see every day at Life Stories, and I see hardly anything compared to the people that are actually boots on the ground doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it is traumatic. And so to be able to have a space to go there and just let it all go and like throw some med balls and hit some stuff is really, really beneficial.
No, that's awesome.
Not only that, yeah. But the community that's built inside of the gym, and I'm sure that's something you focus on with your business, Ryan.
Absolutely. Community is, that's what Upward was built for. I wanted to bring together people and create a positive environment, something that's uplifting, and we meet people where they're at. So whatever their history is, whatever their story is, that first consultation I do with you, I'm going to ask you everything on your life and how we got to where we are that day and try to put together a program and that's going to help you make a positive impact and improve your mental health. And everyone that walks in that gym, by the time they walk out, they have a smile on their face. And that is a testament to our trainers and the rest of the clients there.
You don't smile, Susan.
We've got Susan McKenzie from Live Stories and Ryan MacIver, Upward Fitness Studio, joining us this morning. We've got the 5K, the superhero run coming up. Have you participated in this before, Ryan?
I run a booth.
Okay.
I like lifting weights. I'm not running anyway. If you need to run, leave earlier.
Yeah.
So we couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
So we have our trainers and some of our clients will actually run the event, but we do put together a booth and help support them in their run that day and fitness and help giving back to our community.
I love this. I know this is one of your favorite events, or maybe the favorite event you guys do, Susan.
Yeah, it's a great way for the community to come together, and I like that there can be kids involved in this one because the other ones are very centered around adults and donations and asking for money, and this one is come celebrate, come be a superhero, come have fun. It's pretty hard to... It's weird to talk about having fun when we're in the child abuse space, right? But this is really a place where the entire community can come forward and show their support for Life Stories and for the kiddos in our community. So.
I know throughout the years of all the things that I've hosted or been a part of, my old partner, Todd Harding, this was one of the events he looks forward to every single year.
Yep.
And I know he'd been a part of it for many, many years. I don't know if he's still involved, but is he going to be emceeing it again?
Yeah.
He gets so into this and just loves the cause, and it always lit me up to see him so lit up for it. So I'm really glad he's going to be back doing that again. I know how much this event means to him and to so many.
Well, and it's what the community is supposed to feel like for these kids, too.
Yeah. Yes.
We talk about in the child abuse space, providing a day where this is what the good in our community looks like. This is how it's supposed to be. It's such a powerful thing, and I love that encompasses with everything that you do. So what do we need from the community? More people to sign up to run this bad boy? Mm-hmm. What do we need, Susan?
Yeah, so we have our goal is 650 runners, and we're only at like less than 100 right now, which is not
uncommon.
People are last minute, so I'm not worried yet. And then we need 120 volunteers to run it, so that is a need. And then we still have room for sponsorships and for community booths. We usually have about 30, 40 vendors out there on top of everything. So when everything is said and done, there's usually about 1,000 people there. So it's a great place for business, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know Ryan has had some success there in getting to connect with community members that are already running, so more likely to be interested in fitness. You know, I am also a fan of just running the event, not actually running.
No. I thought Brian was going to say his old partner used to run it, and that's something that I will not be doing. If you need an MC ever, we would be happy to do it, but
neither of us ran in the 30 years we were together on the air.
You know,
and
I
don't
need people to walk around in superhero costumes and talk to kids, though. So
okay.
That feels
I am not
vibe.
Built like, I mean, I don't know if I'm built like a superhero. I know that I'm not. What is the what
Ant-Man?
Was the... That's what I was trying to think of, too. It's not Megamind. I can't think of it. But that little blob that just goes around that's made of Jell-O, that would be me. That would be
like
the superhero.
Flubber?
Yeah.
Don't take my gig. Yeah. Don't take
Different
my
movie.
Gig.
That was really. Do you know the movie that I'm talking about where the aliens come down? And it's like, oh, Susan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what is that?
I don't know. You said you did know it, and then you don't. So.
Well, I only know that because people come up and say that to me all the time.
For calling me flubber this morning.
I did not say that exactly.
Ryan, how do people find out more about your business, my friend?
Kind of did.
They can head over to upwardfitnessstudio.com to learn more. And we always do free consultations for everyone. So if you are interested, we're over in the St. Michael Square. You can pop by and check us out.
Well, appreciate you and awesome. Appreciate the support. This is what it takes as businesses, giving back to these nonprofits. And as Susan mentioned, there are so many nonprofits in our area. Find one that is true to your heart and Life Stories. I don't know how it couldn't be. So lifestorieswell.org. You can sign up to volunteer, donate today. Lifestorieswell.org. Guys, thank you so much for your time. Quickly, I mean, in 20 seconds or less, least favorite subject in school was what?
Math.
That does not shock me. That does not shock me at all.
Biology,
okay. All right.
There we go, the big two.
Art for me. I hate it. First B I ever got, eighth grade art. Brian hates science as well. So there we go.
That's and a gym.
Gym?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. How to say it.
8:54 the time now. Let's get the latest in the tech world. Here's Kim Komando.
Lunch was cool.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.